Hello there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Today I want to talk a bit about Instagram. As you can see, I've got an Instagram account here on this channel. I'm sure many of you have got Instagram accounts, but how can we really up our Instagram game by using, well, not Photoshop, not other tools, but by writing programs in Python to manipulate images just the way we want them? Well, if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Before we get cracking on the video, I just want to remind you that I have now launched the Gary Explains newsletter. Just go over to GaryExplains.com and type in your email address. I won't sell your email address to anybody else. I won't use it for any kind of junk stuff. I'll just send you my newsletter. Okay, let's get on with the video. So as I said today, we're going to be looking at how you up your Instagram game with not Photoshop, not other tools like that, but with Python, writing programs that manipulate images, Python image manipulation, so you can get the photos that you want to post onto Instagram. Today we're going to be talking about the photo resolution and a little bit about filters. Now, taking this text directly from Instagram's website, photos with the width between 320 and 1080 pixels keep the original resolution, as long as the photo's aspect ratio is between 1.91 and 1 and 4 to 5, which of course includes 1 to 1, i.e. the height is between 566 and 1350 with a width of 1080. Now, I don't know about you, but none of my photos have a resolution of 1080, not out of my smartphone, not out of my proper camera, not out of screenshots, not out of anything. So really, the first thing we want to do is be able to reduce the width of the picture and make it into 1080. And if you want to make sure that your photo is shared with the width of 1080, upload a photo with a width of at least 1080. So that's pretty obvious. Now, in fact, for a long time, of course, Instagram liked square photos. That's in 1080 by 1080. Now, of course, you can do different ones, as we've read here, depending on the aspect ratio, but as long as you've got a width of 1080. But what we're going to do today is we're going to modify pictures so they are 1080 by 1080. So what are your options if your photos aren't, of course, width of 1080? Well, of course, Instagram has some tools itself. It can zoom, you can pinch zoom and do things on there. There's filters and so on. You can use a program like Photoshop or other photo applications so that you can reduce the size, you can change the aspect ratio, you can trim, you can crop, you can resize, whatever you want. But of course, here on Gary Explains, we wouldn't do any of that. We're going to write our own code. That, of course, is what we are planning to do. So Python's pretty easy to learn and pretty easy to use. And there is the Python Imaging Library, which was called PIL, Python Imaging Library. And it was written by this guy here. I won't even attempt to pronounce it. I'm sure I'll get it wrong. But unfortunately, it didn't get updated very much. So there was a fork from that called Pilo. A friendly fork, wasn't anything other than the fact that someone else wanted, Alex Clark, wanted to continue developing a pill, so it's called Pilo. So to use it, you do pip3, assuming you're using Python 3, install Pilo, and on your Linux machine, for example, on your Raspberry Pi, that will get you, even on the Windows subsystem for Linux, and that will get you the right library installed on your Python install. And using PIL or Pilo is really easy. This is a three-line program. Look at this, from PIL import image, so that imports the image class, so we can use it. IM as a variable, image is equal to image dot, what do we want to do? We want to open it, so image dot open. What do we want to open? Well, image1.jpg, that's assuming you've got a file called image1.jpg on your in your hard disk there. Then you can call print, and you can say print im.format, im.size, im.mode. Of course, im is this variable here that the image basically got loaded into, and that will just basically load up, open up the image, and then print out some information about it. And here is an example. It will say it's JPEG, it's 5184 by 3456, and it's in RGB mode. That's the way the colors are stored inside of it. And of course, 5186 is certainly not 1080, as we've just been reading about what Python is kind of after. So there you go. You can see how easy it is just to open and start getting information about a file. And in a minute, we'll see how to manipulate it. So here's a very bland picture that I took recently when we had some snow, just of one of the benches we have outside. And obviously it's much wider than it is taller. So it's not a square, and it's certainly not going to be 1080 by 1080. So there are different ways we could turn this into a square. That's what the square would look like in the middle if we just cropped to that size. So that's the easiest thing to do, just to crop to that size. A couple of things to note. In doing that, notice the distance across here, because it's a square, is the same as the up and down here. So the width and the height are, of course, now the same thing because it's a square. So it's very easy to work out how wide this should be because actually it's just the same as the height. And then this gap here, because you want to be able to trim it, crop it, not on the top left-hand corner, but offset a bit. Well, this is the width minus the height divided by 2. So that's the difference between this at the height and the width, and of course you want half on each side, that's why it's divided by 2. So here's some actual Python code. So what you do is you define a function called trim2square. You pass in im, remember im was that variable that we used to open up the message. The first thing we do is we get the width and the height from im size. Now we've got a variable called width and a variable called height. This bit of code here basically does the same thing, just depends on whether the photo was taken in landscape or taken in portrait. I've got a little function that you'll see in the completed code which says is landscape. It basically just compares the width and the height and just works out which way around it is. So let's assume it's landscape, then the offset will be width minus height divided by 2, as I just said. And then what you do is you set these four sequences here and you call it the offset. So that's the left. The upper is, of course, going to be want to start at the very top. The right-hand side is going to be the offset plus the height, because it's a square, remember. And then the bottom right-hand corner is going to be the height itself. So that's pretty easy to see. So if we go back a slide, we're basically defining this point up here, and the two points down there, just because they are just the height, basically, and that distance there that we just talked about here. And then what you do is you call imcrop. Well, that's pretty easy. So I'm defining im_crop to be a new variable, which is taken from im and it is cropped to left, upper, right, lower, these four variables that we just set here. So basically defines that square and says, please crop to that square. And then the last thing we do is we say, well, no matter how big this picture was, even if it was 5,000 something pixels, we're going to resize it now down to 1080 by 1080. So we actually get a perfectly 1080 by 1080 image out of this. And that is it. That's the image that actually comes out of that program. So as you can see, if we go back there, there is how we wanted to crop it. And there it is actually cropped. Now, another way to get a good 1080 by 1080 image is to actually include the original aspect photo in its full glory, okay, and then fill up the top and the bottom here with a blurred background based on the image itself. Some people like this effect, some people don't like this effect, purely up to you. I actually quite like it. I think it's a good way to get in that whole picture in there without having blank space at the top and bottom. At least we've got some colours that are kind of appropriate for the image itself. So now we're going to look at how you can do that. So here's our next function called blur square, and it takes in two pictures. The original picture that we opened with open at the very beginning, and then this already square, already SQ, already square image, which is the one that just came out that last function. So it's the 1080 by 1080 picture that we've already taken out. Again, what we basically do is we get the size. We add a blur to the already square image because that will basically become our background. So we take that square image that's 1080 by 1080, we blur it. And then again, we use the if is it landscape thing. And we basically work out how much do I need to resize that original photo so that it fits nicely in this shape here, basically. That's what we're trying to do, work out that size while keeping its aspect ratio. And you can do that by, because we know it's 1080, divide it by the width divided by the height, that gives you the ratio. 16 by 9, for example, is the ratio. You multiply it up and then you'll know exactly what you need to do. So you say resize that, okay? And then at the very end, you say paste. And by using the left and upper here, we can say, don't paste it up here at the top, paste it here. So don't paste it up there, paste it here so it comes into the middle of the photo. So this is just the maths here for how you do that. And then you've got now this image. That's the blurred, the original, the blurred squared one. This is the original, resized and pasted into the middle of the picture. And then, of course, what would Instagram be without filters? So you can apply filters. So this is a kind of a, you know, an oil painting kind of effect that you can apply. I'll show you how to do that in a minute. So that's a quite an interesting one. That would work better on pictures like this or on landscapes than it would, of course, of people. Then, of course, another thing you can do is turn it into black and white. And so this is a nice black and white. Now, this is a punchy black and white, I feel, because when you convert to black and white, you actually do it because you're talking about a color, a grayscale here, black or white with, you know, different values of it, 8-bit value. So you can work that out by taking the red, multiplying it by 299 divided by 1,000, in other words, 0.299, 0.587, 0.114 for green and blue. And that is the standard way there of translating a color. I've come up with my own numbers here that give it a bit more punch, and we'll look at that in a moment. And then this is the same picture again, but I don't know if you notice it on your screen, but the colors are a bit more brighter because I've increased the saturation. So that gives you kind of a bit more punch in the photo. And maybe you don't then need to use Instagram's built-in filters because you've taken the photo yourself and then you've kind of give it a bit of punch in the colors, and that will be good enough to post onto Instagram. So let's have a look at the code. So I've got a function called filters3 because we've got three of them. First one was really easy. We say, take that already square image and apply this mode filter. There are lots of these filters you can look up in the Pillow documentation. With a size of 9, you can experiment with all these different mode filters, the different sizes. There's min filters and median filters. You can play around with them, but that will basically give you that effect where it gives you that kind of, you know, painting artistic effect. And then for this black and white, here are the three values I've come to. So it's 0.2, 0.5 and 0.3. You can play around with your own ones, whether you like them to be darker, whether you like them to be brighter. I liked here, the reason I've done this is that I want the blues and the greens to be more accentuated than the reds. So that's great for landscape. So that's why I've done that. And then basically you call this convert, and L basically means go to monochrome mode. And the BW says here, use these values for converting it. There's a way of converting without the BW, without these set of values, and that will just convert it using that algorithm, those numbers I showed you a couple of slides ago. And then also while we're here, let's bump up the sharpness a bit of that. So what we basically do is we take this image, shim for sharp image. We create image enhance. Again, these are all part of the Pillow library. And we say, I want you to increase the sharpness by 2. If you say 1, it will give it to you as it was. If it's 0, it basically becomes blurred. And you can play around with these numbers as well. So that gives us more of an impact in this black and white picture. It's got a bit of sharpness applied to it, and it's got a bit more punch in those black and white conversions. And finally, we can look at the last one here, image enhance color. And so what we do there is we just bump it up by 1.1. 1 is what it is normally. If we went too high, then the colours would become annoying. But 1.1 gives it a bit of punch. And then we return those three images to our calling program. So, of course, you could extend this. There's lots of filters for you to play with there in the image manipulation library. And you can play around with those numbers as well. You can create your own one to create how many other images that you want to create. If you're enjoying this video on Python, maybe you should check out the Complete 2020 Python Programming Bundle. There's 12 courses included, and each course costs just $4 when you bundle them all together, and you've got hours and hours of Python content there. So if you buy that, of course, you'll be upping your Python skill set. And of course, if you use the link that I provide, then it does also help out this channel because it is an affiliate link. Okay, let's carry on with the video. So the way my program works is this. You give it the original image, image one, and it will produce all of these images automatically. And then afterwards, you can look at them and say, oh, I like that one. I don't like that one. Oh, I like that one. I don't like. And then choose which one you want to post up to Instagram. And it gives you all the options. You pick the one you like. So here we've got the, notice here, it's the full picture pasted into the square. Here is just the painting effect one. Here is the black and white one. Here is the one with a bit more color saturation. Look at the difference in these two. Can you see it on your screen? That green is much more saturated there than this one. And here is just the standard cropped one, the trimmed one into the square. So I say, actually, which one will I post? Well, I think I'll post this one, or I might actually post this one. It depends on what your mood is, but this program just creates them for you. And you can write this because you're the coder, you're doing it. You can write now whatever filters you like, whatever techniques you want to apply to these images so that you can have your own signature way of making images and then just post them up to Instagram. And no one else will have them like you because you wrote the code yourself to do it. As always, all the code that I write for all my videos is available in my GitHub, github.com/GaryExplains. Please feel free to go there and have a look. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this look at using Python to boost your Instagram game. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, well, why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.